All right, Jobosai, good morning. Good morning. Incredible to start another week together. We are picking up. I just actually sent out the sheets for Mesilas Yesharim on the WhatsApp group. So we're continuing in Meretz Hashem in Perek Chaf Beis. So just to reorient ourselves a bit. So remember, we're talking about in the Midah of Anava, the Midah of humility, and specifically focusing on Anava as it applies to one's behavior. So remember again, and now specifically we're up to the Chelek Hasheni, the second part, which is what the Ramchal called Svilas Ha'elbonos, that a humility that is manifest in the ability literally to be Sova Albonos, which means to tolerate degradation. So, you know, when you hear this, it sounds a bit much. Why should anyone tolerate degradation? So, of course, remember what Ramchal is referring to over here is that sometimes there are times in life where we're humiliated or degraded or embarrassed. And often the reflexive reaction when these kind of things happen is to strike back. So one of the ways in which humility is manifest is in the ability to go ahead and hold back. I don't have to respond, right? I don't have to go ahead and give it back, but rather I could just go ahead and listen and take it and, you know, move on with my life. If you remember again, we spoke about last week that this idea is rooted in the concept that every person has a finite amount of time, a finite amount of energy, a finite amount of time and resources. And the greatest, I guess, like shaila or thing I have to figure out in life is where I want to direct that time, those energies, and those resources. And if a person goes ahead and ties that up in responding to things that are not really all that consequential, person just wasting opportunities for growth and self-actualization. So the Ramchal goes on, he says, V'sipru, this is an incredible, incredible ma'isa. V'sipru migodol anvuso shel bava ben buta. So the Ramchal tells a story about this, an example of someone who suffered humiliation and degradation, but yet chose just not to respond and to move on. So the Gemara's example is of a man by the name of Bava ben Buta. What happened with Bava ben Buta? Zelashonim. So the Gemara tells a story in Nedarim. Hahu bar bavel, the sagar di yisrael nasir isisa. So the story already begins. You know, this is going to be interesting. A man from Bavel married a girl from Eretz Yisrael. So already we know something's going to happen. Obviously, this is a couple from two different cultures, two different worlds, and as we're going to see, spoke two different languages. So what happens? Amarla, Bashili li trei talfi. So he said to her, they're newlyweds. He said to her, can you go ahead and make me talfi? Now in talfi, in Bavel, what that meant was animal legs. Animal legs, can you prepare for me two animal legs? Bashila le trei talfichi. So what happens? She went ahead and she made him two lentils. Two lentils. Now, she, I'm sure, was a wonderful woman, not being difficult at all. Just dialectically, they were on different pages. Talfichi, agim bava, meant animal legs, and Eretz Yisrael meant lentils. Rasachal, he got upset. He thought that she was mocking him, right? I asked you for animal legs, and you give me two lentils. What's going on over here? Lemachar, so the next day, Amrla, bashili li griva. So the next day he asked her for food of griva. Now griva, interestingly enough, is not actually a type of food, but rather griva is an amount. So in other words, he asked her to prepare dinner. Sorry, which meant an amount of food that he wanted for dinner. So bashila le griva. And she went ahead and she made griva. But again, griva in Bavel means exactly enough for a meal. Griva in Eretz Yisrael means an exceptionally large amount. So she made a ton of food. So he's getting upset, obviously, because he feels that his wife is disrespecting him, mocking him. Amrla, he said to her, Zil Aisili Trebutsini. So finally, again, he's realizing asking her for cooked dishes is not exactly working out very well. So what happens? He says to her, can you bring me two melons? Botsini are melons. Okay. Azalas va'aisi le'tre shragi. She went ahead and she brought him two earthenware lamps. Two earthenware lamps. Now again, understand, obviously they have communication issues. So that's, you know, you don't need a therapist to go ahead and identify that, right? But the idea over here is they're just literally speaking two different languages. See, he's asking for melons and she brings him two earthenware lamps. Watch this, I will say. Amarla. Zil tabri asona reshe de baba. See, he tells her, go and smash them on the gate of the city. See, he's frustrated already. Go smash this on the gates of the city. Resha de baba, right? On the gates of the city. So watch this. So she understood this to mean, go smash this on the head of Bava. Who's Bava? Bava ben Buta. So Hava Yosef Bava ben Buta Vadandia. So listen to this story. Bava ben Buta is minding his own business. He's sitting in Beis Din adjudicating cases. Azalis, this lady comes out of nowhere. Utevaras Yason Areshe. And she smashes two earthenware lamps on his head. Good morning. Right? She just goes in and smashes two earthenware lamps on his head. Amrla. So he says to her, Mahadein Da'avarat. Excuse me, what are you doing? what's so first of all, you already see so many things from this story, right? You see from this story, first of all, number one, about the need for communication in a marriage, because so often couples are just simply talking different languages. They're just talking different languages and they don't even know. And one is getting upset because the husband's not listening to the wife and the wife's not giving the husband what he needs. And they just don't realize it's not because they don't love each other, not because they don't care about each other, but just simply because they're talking dramatically different languages. You also see Bava ben Buta. This lady comes, smashes two earthenware lamps on his head. What does he say to her? Excuse me, what's going on? Can you tell me, why did you do this? So I also watch this. Amrale, she said to him, Kach tzivani baili. This is what my husband commanded me to do. So the lady says to him, Bava ben Buta, listen, I'm sorry, but my husband asked me to smash two earthenware lamps on your head. So I say, so Amar at asit ritzon ba'alech hamakom yotzi mimech shnei banim keva Bava ben Buta. So Bava ben Buta said, you know, you're just trying to perform the will of your husband. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you two sons like Bava ben Buta. So I say, the Gemara over here sharing this story for what purpose? To show us the incredible patience and the incredible, what Ramchal calls, Sevilas Ha'albonos of Bava ben Buta. Bava ben Buta had every right to get angry. Bava ben Buta had every right to lose his temper. Bava ben Buta had every right to say, lady, what is the matter with you? I don't care what's going on in your marriage. You don't come and smash lamps on people's heads. And by the way, you feel free to utilize that lesson in life. That is absolutely correct. Right? But at the end of the day, he doesn't do that, right? At the end of the day, he kind of takes a calm approach. Can I ask what's going on over here? And she says, this is what my husband, Bava ben Buta, obviously realized without even knowing this lady, without even knowing her husband. If this is what's happening inside your house, inside your life, obviously there's some significant issues going on. But the point is his reaction. The point is his reaction. A lot of times in life when we are wronged, so we pounce back like a lion, right? We come back with a roar. And you have to understand some of that Ramchal says, and also this is actually interesting to contemplate, some of that is wrapped up in gaiva. Some of that is wrapped up in arrogance that I'm responding with such incredible intensity because how dare you do that to me? That's the shtickel arrogance. So part of humility is that even when I'm wronged, I take a more mild and reserved and quiet approach. That, okay, you wronged me, but first of all, I'm not going to use my energies pouncing back on you. I'm not going to use my energies responding to you because that's not the good use of my energies. That's not the good use of my time. That's not the good use of my kohos. So again, it's a double thing. It's number one, I'm not going to respond back because that in and of itself is a form of gaiva. Number two, I'm not going to tie up my life energies in a response that doesn't get me anywhere, do anything, or further my quest for self-actualization. I also will stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir HaSashem tomorrow with more examples of this. We'll see examples of Hillel and others Emir Zashem tomorrow. Shkarach Abbasayim.